Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're glad to be back on the air and sharing an hour of Southern Miss Sports Talk with you. It is media, football media day for the Sunbelt Conference in New Orleans. We'll be going down to Kelly Center momentarily to get some updates there. Also later in the show, Tracy Lampley, the newest member of the M Club Hall of Fame and a great Southern Miss football player from the past. He's going to be on the show. Opening segment of the show is sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, as it is every day. And, of course, we broadcast every day from the Southern Bank Corp studio, Southern Bank Corp down in Midtown. Great place for you to do all your banking. We really appreciate all the guys down at Southern Bank Corp. A lot of former baseball players from Southern Miss run that great institution in Midtown. We encourage you to do your banking business with them. All right, it is football media day in the Crescent City of New Orleans. Kelly, being the guy he is, really helped the program. Always volunteers to go to New Orleans for a couple of days. What a sacrifice. He's there now. And Kelly, first of all, thanks for another sacrifice on your behalf. And tell us what the commissioner had to say about the state of affairs in the Sun Belt Football Conference.
Commissioner Keith Gill did address members of the media this morning at about 10 o'clock and went over what he thought were the things to look forward to in this conference. First of all, backing up as the conference celebrates its 25th year of competition, he noted that since the year 2000, school budgets, as far as athletics go, in the Sun Belt Conference have tripled since the year 2000. In fact, the last 5 years, TV revenues alone have increased 50% just in the last 5 years. So financially, the conference is doing quite well. One of the other things that he stressed was that the winning percentage of Sunbelt Conference football teams in postseason, the winning percentage is only outdone by one league. You guessed it, the SEC. But after the SEC, the Sunbelt has the best winning percentage of any conference in postseason play. When talk about the NIL and the portal came up, he mentioned that all teams in the Sun Belt Conference have opted into the house settlement, but he went so far as to say that it doesn't go far enough and that he hopes that there will be some further guardrails put on schools moving forward when it comes to bargaining agreements and things like that. So, well, that's the story that will continue to develop. The big discussion, of course, was the addition of Louisiana Tech joining the Sun Belt Conference, but interestingly, Louisiana Tech has said that it will not come until maybe as late as 2027. What is problematic is that Texas State is leaving after this year, which could leave a Sun Belt Conference with just 13 teams in the academic year 26 and 27, which would cause immense scheduling problems for the conference. So now they have to deal with perhaps the Tech not coming for another couple of years, and what that would do to scheduling, that East teams would have to play more of the West teams, or they would do away with the Western Division and Eastern Division, and at least for 1 year, play a conference where there weren't any of those divisions. He further went on to say that Louisiana Tech was not the natural choice necessarily. I shouldn't say natural, but the first choice necessarily, but that there are other schools that were being looked at as they spread that net a little bit further, but that as the process continued, it seemed apparent that Louisiana Tech did check all the boxes and therefore the invitation was extended. When it came to Sunbelt basketball, he said the league still has work to do in becoming better as a league. They do have a long-term strategy, including trying to book more home games, noting that 70% of all college basketball teams win their home games, and that the Sunbelt needs to do a better job of booking more home games so that those winning percentage for those conference teams in the Sunbelt can go up. And, of course, he is the chairman of the basketball selection committee this year, is Keith Gill, the commissioner of the Sunbelt Conference. And he talked about expanding the field. To him, looks realistic as to how soon that might happen. He doesn't know, but he thinks it will eventually happen. Those are some things, Bob, that were highlighted in his State of the Conference address this morning here at day one of the Sunbelt Media Day, where the Western Division teams will take center stage on the football stage. And then tomorrow, the Eastern teams will take over, and Southern Miss's crossover games this year are Georgia Southern and App State. App State, of course, the third game of the season. That game will be played at The Rock in Hattiesburg. So lots of things going on here, Bob, in New Orleans.
Well, I guess the obvious question is, did he give any reason for why Louisiana Tech would postpone coming into the league, and would that have any effect on the league admitting him?
That was not the discussion about coming in 2027. It was more Louisiana Tech's call that they had some T's to cross and I's to dot with their current conference. He is confident that they will join next year, but there is no guarantee that they will join next year. So he was trying to cover all bases when he was making comments about Louisiana Tech. Again, he anticipates that because them waiting another year would really be problematic as far as scheduling goes for 26-27.
All right, and the thing I didn't hear you mention that he did or did not discuss is, I think, arguably the league's best sport, baseball. Any comments about baseball?
In fact, he did talk about baseball, that because baseball has been such the face of the conference, if you will, with Coastal, of course, playing in the national championship game, that more resources will be going into baseball programs, and the exposure that ESPN platform that had Coastal, of course, playing and Southern Miss hosting a regional, among others, that baseball could very well overtake basketball as far as notoriety goes in the conference, which is another reason why they really want to strengthen basketball. It would be unprecedented but that would be a choice really that the general public would have to make. But the strength of the baseball programs across the entire league was indeed noted.
Okay, now you also told me off air that one of the other coaches in the league had kind of a cryptic congratulations to Southern Miss for winning the conference championship last year.
That's right. Butch Jones, the head coach of Arkansas State, said he wanted to congratulate Southern Miss on its conference title last year. A very tongue-in-cheek comment about all the Marshall guys who are now donning Southern Miss uniforms. Of course, he's got a team back that has, of course, Jalen Rayner, their outstanding quarterback, is back behind center at Arkansas State and has continued to develop. So Arkansas State could be one of those teams that could really be a sleeper in the West. But, of course, Louisiana has six starters back on each side of the ball, 20 guys, 20 seniors back, which is kind of unheard of in this transfer portal and NIL. So you see why Louisiana was kind of projected to finish first. Charles Huff and the Eagles will take the stage here a little bit later on today, I believe at 1:30 or 2:30, where they will get to address the media and those questions. And we might even get to find out from a media standpoint how readily available players are going to be to the media as the season goes on. But so far, Coach Huff has been very very jovial, very relaxed, and looks very much comfortable here in this setting.
Okay, overall, Kelly, describe the vibe down there as football season begins to approach Coastal Carolina and Southern Miss, you know, with great baseball seasons, both hosting regionals and obviously Coastal advancing to the championship game. Overall, just what's the feeling about the status of the Sun Belt from the commissioner?
I think when the subject of basketball came up, he was visibly a little bit uncomfortable because this has been a thorn in his side for now at least 2 years as to what can be done to upgrade basketball. You know, you can expand the field, as we talked about. He thinks that's going to happen. But very few teams in the Sun Belt are even getting in the top 100 as far as strength of schedule and things like that, which are things that have to happen in order for you to get at-large bids. the fact that it's a one bid league and you might get a 14 or a 15 seed. He says that has to change. We've got to get more than one team in, and if we've got to at least have, 11 or 12, teams that are seeded 11th or 12th, where you at least percentage wise have a chance, to win basketball games. But because every basketball team, like football teams now, are changing rosters every year, just it's two steps forward and one step back as far as it goes, because you just don't know from year to year, including our roster at Southern Miss, is that who's even going to be on the team. So it's a complicated issue. But overall, football-wise, Bob, I'm not sure, I have all these prognostications. I'm not sure for the first time in a long time anybody has a clue as to who is going to win this league. I think obviously teams voted James Madison number one in the East and Louisiana in the West, but you've got Southern Miss with Braylon Braxton, the starting quarterback from Marshall that has transferred to Southern Miss and a first-team conference player. Who's to say that he couldn't lead this team to a first place? Nobody expected Marshall to do what they did last year. So I just think there's a lot of things up in the air, which is exciting for everybody, including fan bases, who really think that their teams have a chance to win this thing at the end of the year.
All right, Kelly, we're going to come back to you in just a little bit. That good?
Sounds. I'll be here.
All right, Kelly Sander down at the Football Media Day Sunbelt Conference in New Orleans. Tracy Lampley next on the Eagle Hour. As we head into the break, I want to remind you about our good buddies at Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are absolutely fine. The new showroom on Highway 98 West is state-of-the-art. Check out Genesis of Hattiesburg and then run right down the road and get yourself a fresh-made beignet at Mobe Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Dickie's Barbecue Pit sponsored that opening segment with Kelly Sander down at Football Media Day in New Orleans. This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net, where you find all your Southern Miss apparel. Be sure to check them out. Tell Miss Kathleen, the guys at the Eagle Hour, said hello. And in case you miss a show, you never really have to miss a show. You can catch our podcast anytime you like on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, excuse me, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Our next guest is about very deservingly about to go into the M Club Hall of Fame. Tracy Lampley was a great football player at Southern Miss from 2009 to 2012. To this day, holds the school record for most punt returns for TDs, the longest kickoff return in school history, the best punt return average in a season in school history. He played in the 2009 New Orleans Bowl, the 2010 Beef O'Brady Bowl, the 2011 Hawaii Bowl, and was the 2011 MVP of the Conference USA Championship game against Houston with 240 all-purpose yards. Tracy, it takes up half the segment just to talk about all your accolades, man, but congratulations. What a career.
I so appreciate it, and reading that right there is Hall of Fame words, in my opinion.
Well, I don't think there's any question, and I think that's about to happen. When you look back on your great career, Is there one or two moments that kind of jump out in your head, Tracy?
Most definitely. My first return versus Memphis. I remember when I returned to the guys on the sideline told me that haven't been done in like 2 or 3 years since mm-hmm. they've been there. Mm-hmm. And so that just made me feel good about it. Then, of course, us winning the conference championship, that was one of our biggest goals, is to complete that mission, and we did that.
All right, so obviously you were very prolific at kick returning. Again, most punt returns for TDs, longest kickoff return, best punt return average. But what is the key to being so successful in special teams play like that?
Well, it's just an opportunity to make a big play in the special teams, and I took pride in it, and the guys that was on the field with me took pride in it, and we went out there and did our best, and create a big play just to create some momentum for the offense and for the defense. And we knew that we can see some big plays in the special team unit if we took it seriously. And so we did.
Kind of take us through, let's say, receiving a punt. Obviously you've got to focus on the ball to catch the ball. Then you got to look upfield. You got to kind of analyze where everybody's in. Kind of take us through what a successful punt return would have been like in your mind.
Okay, well, to be honest with you, me being a punt returner started when I was like maybe 12 or 13 years old, playing with my friends in the yard. I used to make them throw the ball up to me as high as possible for them to stand around me, and once I catch it, try to tackle me. So I was already prepared for that moment, you know, when it came. So I've been doing this since I was a little kid. So the opportunity for me to do it on a bigger stage happened to be at Southern Miss, and Really, you just gotta have the guts to be back there and catch the ball. You know, you gotta trust the guys that's on the unit with you to do their job. And you know, once I catch the ball, I'm able to do my job, and the rest is history.
Yeah, you're subject to take some pretty serious licks, are you not? Because the defense is coming at you full speed.
Yes, sir. That's very true, and I mean, you just can't think about that. And if you do take a tough lick, after you make a fat catch or something, you got to trust that the officials are going to do their job and handle it properly.
Yeah. Now, Tracy, is there a difference in preparing yourself for returning a punt and a kickoff? And if so, what is the difference?
Well, kickoff, you got more time to possess the ball before they get down the field. And then on a punt, you really got a split of a second. You know what I mean? Probably got 3 seconds to make a decision whether you're going to fat catch it or return it. But if you're going against a good punter that can out kick that coverage, then 9 times out of 10, you're going to have a lot of opportunity to return some punch.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing you didn't like the fair catch much.
No, I wanted to make a play. I wanted to make a play. And my guys that was on the unit with me, teammates that was on the unit with me, if I fair catch it, they took offense to that. So that's telling – if I took a fair catch, they're telling them I don't trust them to do their job. So I was not fair catching.
So that's interesting. You make a fair catch, you hear about it from your teammates.
You hear about it from your teammates because they wanted to see me return it as much as I did. So that's how we were so successful.
Yeah.
You know, they took pride in it. They wanted to see me return it. So for everybody doing their job, then I'm not fair catching this ball if we get an opportunity to return this kick.
All right, 2011, MVP of the conference championship game. That was, of course, the glorious day that the Golden Eagles knocked off, I think, a top 10 team in Houston. And it was really the high moment, I think, of Larry Fedora's coaching career here. You had 240 all-purpose yards. Take us back to that day. What was working for you?
Well, I just got into a rhythm. I mean, it started in practice. I just felt good in practice, the plays we had in, the defensive looks that Houston was going to present for us, and I knew that I was going to have some opportunity in the passing game to line up on some linebackers that I knew I was going to take advantage of that. And I just stayed the course, and I played the game, let the game come to me, and a lot of good stuff started happening, and I just took advantage of it.
Yeah, that was a great day, and I've asked some other of your teammates this. You guys just beat them badly. At what point of the game could you look in the eyes of the Houston players and see that they realized, man, this is this is a problem. This team really came here fired up, and this may not be as easy as everyone's told us it's going to be.
Well, we knew going into that game we had the offense that can score with them, but Houston didn't understand that we had the defense that could stop them. And so going into that game, we felt offended by because nobody gave us a chance to, you know, win that game or be able to compete in that game. And we took offense to that. And so we get off the bus with the mentality to come in here and take the heart out of Houston Cougars. And we did exactly that. And I think it became like in the second quarter somewhere when we took the lead. When they tied the game up like 14-14, then we got the ball and drove right back down the field and scored and went up 21-14. You kind of set the momentum in the stadium shift to all sides, and we never looked back from that point.
Yeah, you can feel that physically in a game, can't you, Tracy?
Yes, you can feel it. And then when we made them go three and out, I think we got a block punt for a touchdown on them, and that really, really, like, you know, put the fear into them. Like, the momentum just sucked the life out of them. And then we got another stop, and then we scored again. And at that point, we was up 21 points. So they knew they was in for a long night once that happened.
You enjoyed that, didn't you?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, man, because I know all the work we put in to get to that moment. And once we got to the moment, we just had to seize the moment.
All right. It all started in Wayne County in high school. You're about to go into the M Club Hall of Fame. Tell us where you were when you got the news, and tell us how you feel about that.
I was actually at home. I had just got home from summer workouts, and I was actually playing a video game, you know, just to decompress from the morning practice that we had. And my phone rung from an unknown number, and I said, I thought it, you know, how people just be calling your phone, like, playing now. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was one of those little spam calls at first. Then I answered, and then the lady said her name from Southern Miss M Club Hall of Fame. And she told me, hey, you've been nominated. And I said, oh, was I nominated or did I make it? She said, no, you made it. Congratulations. And, you know, a little tear fell from my face. And I was just excited, man, because I knew all the hard work that I put into the game. And I didn't cheat the game. And I wanted to give people their money worth when they came out and seen us play. And I want to leave a legacy. So with that right there, I think that topped it off. Topped it off for me.
All right. I bet you were not nervous when you played in the 2011 conference championship game, but are you going to be nervous when you make your acceptance speech?
No, I'm not. Because it gave me plenty of time to prepare for it. Mm-hmm. So I'll be ready.
Well, it's well deserved, my man. Hey, about a minute left. Obviously, you know about the struggles of the football program, and you played on, you know, what was a great football team that last year of Larry Fedora. Had some exciting times. Are you optimistic that that the Golden Eagles can get back to where they need to be, Tracy?
Oh, well, I believe they can. It's just going to take some digging, and I think we got a good staff in place now with a lot of excitement around the football program right now, and you got the hires up, the decision makers, you know, on board to get it back to the glory days. And I thought we made a great hire with Coach Huff, and Coach Huff have put a great staff together. And I'll be at the first game cheering them on, and it's going to be a great atmosphere. And win or lose, we got to stay the course. We've got to come out and support those guys and show them we behind them. And it's always Southern Miss to the top.
Well, no question. And we want to point out, too, that Tracy's now the offensive coordinator at Ocean Springs High School, so his football career has translated into a very successful coaching career. Tracy, congratulations, man. We appreciate everything you did in the black and gold, and we could not be happier for you. Thank you for coming on the show.
I sure appreciate it. It's a pleasure.
All right. Tracy Lampley, everybody, newest member of the M Club Hall of Fame and a great, great figure in Golden Eagle football history. All right, when we come back, we're going to go back to New Orleans, and Kelly's going to give us more information from Sunbelt Football Media Day. Stay with us.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsoring this segment of the Eagle Hours. We broadcast from the Southern Bancorp studio here at Oak Grove. 4th Street Bar and Grill, great place to have lunch every day. Great place to take your family for a good meal at night, even if you want to do that. And you can be sure the big games are always on the TV at 4th Street Bar and Grill. MCS Home Center out in Bellevue, what a wonderful store. 7329 US 98 West, just west of town. Everything for home improvements, home construction, home remodeling. Great staff, local people. Hank Lott is the owner, not a nicer guy on the planet. Hope you'll do your business at MCS Home Center. My wife has discovered it, and she's hooked. We think you will be too. MCS Home Center in Bellevue. All right, it is a Western Division Day at the Sun Belt Football Media Day in New Orleans, and that's where my buddy Kelly Center is at. Kelly, kind of get us up to date on what you're hearing about the West.
Man, there are lots of things breaking here, Bob. You know, so much has been made about Louisiana Tech being the new team in the Sun Belt Conference, and we thought it was a slam dunk, you know, based on some of the bits and pieces that we were hearing, but it wasn't necessarily. Many sources have told us that there was one particular school in the league that was against Louisiana Tech coming in. Now, to be clear, they weren't against Louisiana Tech. They just didn't want to add another school. And the school that was pushing for the league to stay at 13 for the time being was your favorite school, James Madison. James Madison, we're hearing, had made the argument that let's stay with 13. They were holding out hope for Memphis. And now it's, of course, reported that Memphis has made a $200 million offer to join the Big 12. But James Madison made the argument that let's just wait and see what Memphis is going to do. Then if Memphis makes a jump, then go after Louisiana Tech. But James Madison did not get its way. If indeed those stories are true, James Madison didn't get its way, and Louisiana Tech was accepted the formal invitation. Now, when you look at getting to talk to all these Western Division coaches today, Arkansas State was picked to finish third. But when you look at what they've got coming back, particularly at quarterback, Jalen Rayner, and some of the experience that they've got coming back, do you know, Bob, that there's only been, in the last 4 years, four Division I schools who have had better records each of the last 4 years, and Arkansas State is one of them. It's been a slow, gradual trend in the upward direction, but Butch Jones apparently, you know, has got things lined up now to where they'd want it. So maybe Arkansas State, projected to finish third, might be your sleeper there. We talked about Louisiana having 20 seniors back and five starters on each side of the ball, which is why, you know, they're getting a lot of love. And on the other side of the coin, another team you might want to look out for is Louisiana Monroe. With, you know, Monroe kind of gets swept under the rug in a lot of sports, but with the returning players that they've got and with a decent record last year, especially after that quick start, maybe Monroe is not getting a lot of love. But the biggest question mark of all is Southern Miss. Again, how can you have a returning starting quarterback like Braylon Braxton, all the awards that he's won, and is a proven winner, only projected to finish fifth in the Western Division? Emphasis, of course, going to be in the offensive and defensive lines. So depending on which table you sit down and talk on, there are lots of different topics of discussion. But the rock star of Media Day so far has been Jeremy McClain. I think we may have mentioned it in the first segment, but the fact that McClain was able to get Charles Huff away from Marshall, even though his contract was up and it was clear from both sides, Marshall and Huff, that he was not going to be returning to the Thundering Herd. But still, it seems when you talk to everybody in this conference that they thought it was some sort of coup, that it just doesn't happen. You just don't. One coach in the league just does not move to another team in the same league. So it was unprecedented, but Jeremy McClain getting big thumbs up from everybody here.
Have you been able to get any whiff of what happened in Marshall? I mean, I don't know that that's ever been clearly answered, but I mean, you know, when you have a coach that wins the conference championship and you're not going to renew his contract, something is amiss, Kelly. Any thoughts down there as to how that all happened?
Well, I think Charles Huff has answered the question as much as he's going to, and I don't think he felt real secure in the collective that Marshall had in place, or a lack of collective, as it were, and that was really the clinching blow as to why that Southern Miss was a good place for him to be, because of the collective, and that the thing that the players that he was going to be able to seek because of Southern Miss being a step or two ahead of the game in the collective compared to other teams in the Sun Belt. And again, Jeremy McClain was talking about that 2 years ago, trying to be proactive so that Southern Miss would be able to position itself to be able to take advantage of that collective when other schools would just be getting theirs established. So I think that was a big contributing factor. If there were some personal residue between he and the administration, neither side, of course, is going to make that public. But it was very clear pretty early on when Jeremy McClain started the hunt for a new coach that Huff was not going back to Marshall. Because you remember the recruitment of Huff, he might have been knowing that he was had something in the works when he coached Marshall at the Rock against Southern Miss.
Right. Well, what have you heard from Coach down there today?
They are getting ready to take the stage at 2:00. By the way, his stage performance and all of the Sunbelt Media Day live stream is being aired on ESPN Plus. So if you have a chance and want to quickly pull up ESPN Plus, you'll be able to hear Coach. Chris Jones is here as well, the outstanding linebacker who is left over from the Will Hall administration. And, of course, Braylon Braxton, the starting quarterback, who we noted was announced the starting quarterback at a basketball game
exactly
last year.
Right. Yeah,
that's at Southern Miss. Right.
No, that's exactly right. All right, has anything surprised you from what you've seen so far today? And if so, what?
I think the only thing that really has surprised me is that nobody has any idea who's going to win this league. But I don't think, Bob, that it's going to be unusual that this is going to be the case every year in this new world that we live in. I mean, you did have 71 new players at Arkansas State, which might be another reason why they were only projected third. Southern Miss had a huge turnover. So from year to year, you know, these players pretty much have 1 year shelf life. And the fact that Louisiana had brought 20 seniors back is something that they've been bragging about, that the culture that they've got there, a winning culture, even though they were beaten by Marshall last year in the championship game. You're just not going to know from year to year what to expect. And I'm not necessarily sure that it's going to be the same in all the other conferences as well.
So Kelly's going to be interviewing a lot of those coaches down there today and tomorrow. And Kelly, just kind of as a general question, is it correct to assume that most coaches you talk to would prefer that the world of college football would not be like it is today, but they know that's the cards that have been dealt, and you just have to deal with it?
100%. And I was talking to Coach Desermo this morning from Louisiana, and he said somebody asked him if he liked recruiting and liked what's going on. He says it's part of the job. Whether I like it or whether I don't, I get paid to do this. This is part of the job, and if I want to keep my job, I've got to win. So I have to be able to adapt my style not only to the game as it presents itself, but to the players as well. I can't run a certain kind of offense if I don't have the players to be able to run that certain offense. It used to be in the old days that you recruited players that were good for your style. Now it's almost you just have to get the players and convert to their style, because you don't know, and you might have to change that year in and year out depending on who you have coming back.
Yeah. All right. Kelly's going to be down there again tomorrow. You're going to be getting all kinds of interviews lined up for me as you leave on vacation, am I right?
Yeah, we'll have already interviewed the commissioner. We're going to be getting that your way. Also, Southern Miss's two crossover games against Appalachian State and Georgia Southern. We will be talking to both of those coaches, a new coach at App State, and of course Chip Helton at Georgia Southern. So that game will be at Statesboro on a Thursday night, and of course Appalachian State game is the third game right out of the gate for Southern Miss at the Rock. So we'll be talking to those two crossover coaches, and in fact every single coach in the league, Bob, will hear from.
Yeah, I think that App State game, I think I said it yesterday, I believe that's the key game of the whole season. I think that will set the tone for much of the rest of the year when they play Appalachian State.
I agree. And one other note, when you talk to coaches here, that they say there is no reason why Southern Miss cannot win this league. They said the man at the helm has proven he can do it. especially when he wasn't projected to do it with the players that he had. So they think if anybody's being sold short, believe it or not, it's Southern Miss.
All right, Kelly, I appreciate it. You try to have a good time down there and stay out of trouble. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I wouldn't dream of having a good time in New Orleans, but thanks anyway.
All right, Kelly Center, everybody, at the Football Media Day Sun Belt Tournament in New Orleans. Legendary rocker Ozzy Osbourne of Black Sabbath fame, later TV fame, has unfortunately passed away. Ozzy Osbourne gone. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. Glad you're with us this afternoon. Bob Getty in the Southern Bancorp studio. Kelly Center down in New Orleans at Sunbelt Football Media Day. We'll have more from Kelly tomorrow afternoon. And then, of course, we'll be having a ton of interviews that the guys are down there doing right now. Kelly and Andrew Abbey, and sending those interviews back up here for us to get ready later in the week. So we'll look forward to that. All right, don't forget about DBAT on Hardy Street. Great place for baseball and softball training, and a great place for you to check on summer camps for your children in baseball and softball. Anybody of any age can go there and work out. It is a state-of-the-art facility, and we're very glad to have them as part of the community here in Hattiesburg. Also, I want to remind you about the Be Quick 60th Anniversary Celebration. It ends here very soon at the end of the month. You can stop by the Be Quick Shell Station at the corner of 98 and Hegwood Road here in Hattiesburg. Get a free Buffalo decal. Place it on the back of your vehicle. Spotters are looking for those all over town. If you win, you have a chance to win some great prizes. A Saints football experience, a Mossy Oak shopping spree, a Royal Caribbean cruise for four, or a Biloxi offshore fishing trip. Be Quick here in Hattiesburg celebrating their 60th anniversary and proud to be supporters of the University of Southern Mississippi. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but the University of Memphis, a longtime rival of the Golden Eagles, not any longer really with all the conference changes, but they're in the American Athletic Conference, and I don't know that any school has ever done this before. But Memphis just made an extraordinarily bold effort to kind of push their way into the Big 12 Conference. They offered the conference in excess of $200 million if they would put Memphis in the Big 12. And incredibly, the conference was not interested in adding them, and this is according to CBS Sports. According to the story, the school was going to secure between $200 million and $250 million. This is the University of Memphis we're talking about. In various sponsorship commitments as part of its bid to join the league, according to the CBS report. They submitted this final proposal in early July, but internal discussions were brief And the Big 12 board showed no interest in adding Memphis to the conference for $250 million. CBS reports that Memphis president Bill Hardgrave spent more than a year meeting individually with Big 12 presidents and athletic directors trying to lay the groundwork for this unprecedented financial commitment to now leave the American Conference for a Power Four league. The proposal included Memphis agreeing to forego, now listen to this, $250 million, and Memphis agreed to forego conference revenue distribution for 5 years. That move intended to ease financial concerns among current Big 12 members. So $250 million, and you're going to forego your share of league revenue for 5 years, and you get turned down? Memphis's efforts marks one of the most ambitious attempts by a Group of Five program ever to secure Power Four status through a financial package rather than traditional competition or geographic considerations. SMU left the American for the ACC, but did so by foregoing league revenue for 9 years, not involving sponsorships. So for now, Memphis remains in limbo as the Big 12 continues to evaluate potential expansion opportunities. And this is not the first time Memphis has tried to force its way into the Big 12. They tried back in 2023. They were turned down then, and now they're turned down even with a $250 million offer. It's just astonishing to think that the University of Memphis could raise $250 million to change leagues. The Big 12, like a lot of leagues, undergoing a lot of changes, but obviously the University of Memphis is not going to be part of that. Hey, I want to remind you about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. Man, we get so many of you downloading that every month, and we're very grateful to you for that. You can find us anytime you like on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Hey, and finally, before we go off the air today, I want to remind you about the Pine Belt News. It's a great place to stay informed for sports and news coverage of the Hattiesburg area. You can explore their other publications, Signature Magazine, as well, if you're into that sort of thing. You could get the Pine Belt News delivered to your home for just $35 a year or $55 annually if you live outside of Forest or Lamar counties. The Pine Belt News on all social media platforms. You can find it there. You can visit their website at hubcityspokes.com. And we mentioned earlier that Ozzy Osbourne passed away today, one of the probably most famous rockers of all time, and of course made a big career after that of his great TV show, which was a lot of fun to watch through the years. And legendary rocker Ozzy Osbourne, dead at the age, I believe they said it was 77 years old. All right, that wraps up the Eagle Hour today. Kelly remains in New Orleans overnight. He will be there doing more reporting for us tomorrow. Andrew will be back here in the studio with me. We're going to be at Purvis Motors down in, at Ramey Motors down in Purvis, Ramey Motors in Purvis this Friday. Always look forward to our time there as well. We hope that you'll make plans to join us. Back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thank you very much for listening to the show. Southern Miss to the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.